Blog Talk Radio.
Make the summer we bless till we fool. Me a running out of blessings are running down. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm tossing a cup of water over what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just too anointed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later, the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican food in a dust pan. I from the news, say the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back. Cause I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be disappointed.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. I'm so glad that you have joined me tonight or whenever you're listening to this broadcast. Truly, I am just so happy to always share the Word of God with you. And I pray that your life is being enriched. I pray that God is blessing you abundantly. And I pray that this year you will truly take a leap of faith and just begin to do some of the things that God has called you to do. Truly, God is merciful. He is kind. He is loving. And I just appreciate the fact that He remembers us and He cares about us. Tonight, as we study the Word of God, I pray that you would get your Bible and study along with me as I look at the book of Exodus, Chapter 14, Exodus chapter 14. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, for being God, for being Almighty, the one that created us. You created the heavens and the earth, and we love you. Lord God, we thank you for being Elohim. We thank you for being Yahweh. God, we thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah, Rophi, Lord, we just bless your name. Oh God, for you are truly Shalom, our peace. And we just love you today. We pray, oh God, that you would show mercy on those who aren't even thinking about you, oh God. But we pray that you would show mercy. We pray, oh God, that you would just woo them and draw them into the kingdom. We pray for those that are sick right now, God, that you might heal their bodies. We pray for all those that need strength right now, that you would give them special strength. We thank you, Lord, because you love us. Oh, God, even before we loved you or thought about you, God, you loved us even when we were in our mother's womb. And we bless you today, oh, God. I pray for people everywhere, all over the world, in the north, south, east, and west. Father, oh God, from the tip of the earth to the bottom, to the top of the earth, oh God, I pray that you would truly touch. Remember those in the African nations, oh God, those in Central America and in the Caribbean, those in Asia and those in Europe. Oh God, remember those that are listening from the UK right now. Lord God, all over the UK, I pray, God, that you'll remember them, Lord. You know every need of your people. Father, you understand, Father, the prayers of those in India and Australia and in Russia and in Germany and Italy. Oh, God, all over the world, you understand the hearts and the minds of your people. And I pray that you will remember your people, Lord, wherever they're listening from. Bless them, keep them, guide them, help them, Lord Jesus. Those who cannot worship freely, we pray, oh God, that you would give them special strength. However they're listening to this broadcast, Lord, give them special strength right now. And Lord God, we shall forever be grateful, Lord, for all that you have already done, for all that you're about to do, oh God. We say thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, be encouraged in knowing that God loves you, that he loves your family, and that he cares very much about you. If you're looking at your Bible in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, there's a key verse that I want us to look at. Verse 13, it says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you," verse 14, "and ye shall hold your peace." Dear friend, in order to understand what is going on in this verse, you have to go back a little bit and study what happened with Joseph and his coat of many colors and how his brothers sold him into Egypt way back in the book of Genesis. You'll have to understand the dynamics of what was going on in this family. You see, Jacob loved Joseph's mother very, very much, and he favored him. But even though he favored him above the other sons, there was a purpose and a plan in this entire thing. I want you to understand, dear friend, that everything you go through in life, it might not always be pleasant, but God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And so our topic tonight, if we should use a topic, would be stand still and let God do it. Stand still and let God do it. Joseph was called at that particular time to be used by God. His brothers got jealous of him. If you turn back into the book of Genesis and study the book of Genesis, his brothers got jealous of him. They sold him into Egypt, but God had a plan. Because when he made it into Egypt, although Pharaoh's wife tried to sleep with him and he ran and did not do that because it would have been displeasing to God, Joseph was thrown into prison. And while in prison, he was able to interpret the dream of a couple of people. When the person whose dream he interpreted left out of prison, Joseph said, "Don't forget me." And of course, as usual, when someone tells us not to forget them, many times we do. And so at a particular point in time, God gave Pharaoh a dream. The reason why we know that it was God who gave Pharaoh this dream was because God had intended all along to save Joseph's family. And so God gave Pharaoh a dream that warned him that there was going to be a famine in the land. And of course, lo and behold, the only person who could interpret his dream was Joseph. And so when Joseph interpreted his dream was that there was going to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. When Joseph interpreted that dream, Pharaoh put him in charge of handling the storehouses that were going to need to be built in order to take care of storing up food for the famine that was about to follow. And so Joseph did that. He worked very faithfully for Pharaoh. He took care of his business. And then after a while, the famine did come, and Joseph's family was able to come into Egypt, and they were saved. God ordained it so that Joseph was in the right place at the right time in order to save his family. Dear friend, God has you positioned in the right place and at the right time because he wants to bless your family. He wants to bless you. And you've got to be willing to stand still and let God do what he's trying to do in your life. I want you to understand that after this, the Bible details to us that this Pharaoh died and that his ancestors came who knew not Joseph, who did not know what Joseph had done for the Egyptians. And they got very jealous of the Israelites because God blessed the Israelites and they grew and they multiplied. There were many of them. And so this new Pharaoh arose who said, you know, we're going to have to enslave these people because if we do not enslave them, perhaps one day they will rebel against us and they will overthrow us. And so they did, in fact, enslave the Israelites. And so the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt for 400 years. Now, if you study the Old Testament carefully, you will see that prophecy did foretold. It was foretold. If you go back to the book of Daniel and go back and listen to the prophets, you'll see that it was foretold that the Israelites were going to go into bondage. The reason why they had to go into bondage was because they were very disobedient to God. Over and over and over, they were disobedient to God. They kept following after other idols, and they just were not doing the things that God had called them to do. And so it was foretold that they were going to be enslaved, but that after four generations, that they would be free. And so at this particular point, we see that it has come where it is just about four generations that they have been in bondage. And the Bible tells us that now Moses was born and how Moses' mother hid him because Pharaoh decided that he was going to kill the young babies. Once again, he was afraid of prophecy. He was afraid of, you know, different things. And so the babies, the young babies were being killed. Those that were 2 years and under, they were being killed. And so this mother hid Moses in this basket, and Moses floated down the river, and his sister watched, and Pharaoh's daughter picked up the basket. And so Moses was speared because prophecy had to be fulfilled that someone was going to lead them out of bondage. And so it is that Moses fulfilled the call of God on his life, and he and his brother Aaron were able to go before Pharaoh, and they did all types of miracles and what have you, and all types of plagues and pestilences hit the Egyptians until finally the last plague was that the firstborn of the Egyptians would die. And right after that, Pharaoh did, in fact, let the people go. And so we find that after the people were allowed to go, that Pharaoh had a change of heart, and he decided that he was going to chase them out into the wilderness. He was going to come and take them and bring them back into bondage. Now, if you were Pharaoh and your firstborn had just died and you knew that it happened because of these people who you just let go, I am sure that you would not just bring them back into bondage, but you would probably kill as many of them as you could and maybe just take a few back into bondage. And so this very angry Pharaoh was chasing. He and his chariots were chasing after the Israelites, and they chased them all the way into the wilderness. But I want you to know once again, dear friend, that God always has a purpose and a plan for your life. There is nothing that the enemy can try to do to you that God cannot block, that God cannot stop. And even though Pharaoh thought to himself that he could go into the wilderness and do something to the Israelites, God already had other plans set up. He already knew that he was able to protect his children. I want you to know, dear friend, that God is able to protect you. God is able to protect what belongs to you. He is able to take care of your family. He is able to take care of you. So I want you to just stand still and let God do what he's going to do in your life. Stop trying to do things on your own, but yield yourself into the hand of God, and God is going to work out things just for you. And so we find in the book of Exodus chapter 14 that the Israelites were out into the wilderness. Moses had just brought them out into the wilderness. And as usual, they were complaining about Moses. And so look at verse 11, Exodus chapter 14, verse 11. It says, "And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For if it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." Now, I want you to know that God called Moses to lead a people that did not understand God's purpose and plan for their lives. They did not understand that where God was bringing them was better than where they were coming from. They did not understand that God had greater things in store for them. And this is where I need you to fully understand what I'm saying to you, dear friend. God has better, more fruitful things in your future than what you left behind in your past. Stop trying to go back into the things that God has already delivered you from. Stop trying to go back to the place where you were 10 years ago when God has already given you renewed strength. He's already anointed you to do greater things than what you have done in the past. Stop trying to go back. It is not time to go back, dear friend. This is your season to elevate. This is your season to do more things than what you have ever done in the past. Yes, you might be anointed and you might be able to heal the sick and what have you, but God wants you to reach even more people. He wants you to minister to more people than you have in the past. He wants you to heal more people than you have in the past. He wants you to be encouraged, to be anointed in such a way that even when you pass by people, they can tell that you are anointed. Don't go back, dear friend, but stand still and see what God is about to do. The children of Israel grumbled against Moses. They grumbled against Aaron. They did not understand fully what God was trying to do. But if you go on to read this scripture, you will see in verse 14 that Moses said to them, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." You know, that was just a polite way of saying, you know, you really need to shut up. That's what he really wanted to say. But he very politely says that, "and ye shall hold your peace." In other words, when God does something, he does it well. And he does it in such a way that it stops us in our tracks when we try to complain and grumble to God. It is not good to be a complainer. Over the years, I've tried to really conduct myself in an appropriate manner, sometimes I find myself complaining or grumbling, and I really have to stop myself and say, you know what, you need to just pull yourself together. There are times in your life, dear friend, when you will have to stop and tell yourself to stop. You're going to have to tell yourself to stop being a complainer. You're going to have to tell yourself to pray more, to read the Bible more, to seek God more. There are times in your life when you have to be that cheerleader to press your way through. The Bible says, the Lord shall fight for you. Dear friend, the Lord shall fight for you. Stop acting as if you're on your own. You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary just for you. He has already gone to the cross for you. And so he has already bought your suffering, your strife, your burdens. It has already been bought with the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And so, dear friend, I want to encourage you to let the Lord fight for you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The enemies that seek to harm you, you shall see them no more. I want you to know that that angel that was leading them in that pillar of cloud went behind them and stopped the Egyptians from getting to them until God was able to lead them through the sea on dry ground. Now look at this in verse 16. It says, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Dear friend, it might seem muddy under your feet right now. It might seem a little bit slippery, as if you're going to fall and hurt yourself. But I want you to know, dear friend, that God is able to make the very ground under your feet dry and solid so that you will not sink, you will not go under. He is able to open up seas in front of you. In other words, doors that people have shut in your face, God can reopen. God can do great and abundantly more than you can ask or think. I want you to know, dear friend, that God is already working overtime on your behalf. You know, when people work overtime on their jobs, they expect to be paid. But I want you to know, dear friend, that God is working overtime on your behalf, and he does not expect pay, because what he gives to us is a free gift. Dear friend, you can't work for it. You can't earn it. What God is giving to you is free of charge. He is giving to you that which cannot be bought. It cannot be bartered. God is giving to you the free gift of his son, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is trust him. All you have to do is ask him to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to save you, wash you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Dear friend, stand still and see what God is about to do. God is about to do great things in your life. He's about to do great things in your business. Dear friend, he's about to do great things in your church, in your ministry. Continue striving. Continue trusting God. He is still on his throne. He is still working things out for you. He is still taking care of your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friend, your cousins, your son, your daughter, your grandparents. God is still working things out for your aunt and your uncles and any extended family members that you have. God is still working things out for your family. And dear friend, it starts with you. It starts with you surrendering your life to God and then asking God to use you to bless the rest of your family. Whatever it is that you have faced in the past, I want you to know that God is able to help you. Stand still, dear friend, and see what God is about to do. I want you to know that in the midst of everything, God still loves you, He cares about you, and He cares about your family. Hold on, dear friend. Hold on a little while longer, because everything is going to be all right, and things are looking up for you this year. Our closing thoughts are: persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can. And what you believe, you can achieve. Our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, be encouraged. God loves you very, very, very much. And He wants the best things for you. But first and foremost, you must surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're already a Christian, dear friend, be encouraged. Continue winning souls for the kingdom. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I thank you for your righteousness, for your peace. I thank you for loving us so much, oh God. Oh, we cannot begin to praise you enough or to love you enough for all that you have done for your people. I pray, oh God, for that one that needs that extra special help right now, that you would touch them. Oh God, touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now. I pray for that mother that is sick right now. Oh God, that you would heal her body. Bless right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for that Indian family right now in need. Touch them right now. Oh, God, for those families around the world, oh, God, that's in need. Oh, God, the families in South Sudan and in the middle, oh, God, in Nigeria and Ghana and Kenya and different places around the African nations, oh, God. Pray, oh, God, that you'll remember them. Remember them in the Caribbean, Lord God. All the Caribbean nations, Lord Jesus, remember them. Oh, God, I pray for those, oh, Lord God, in countries everywhere that are needed, need some help right now. Touch in the name of Jesus. We speak against blindness right now. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We speak against deafness right now. Open deaf ears right now in the name of Jesus. No shake, Tasha. Clear up minds right now, God, that have been played with lunacy right now, God. We pray, oh God, that you would heal minds right now. Mashato koshe, eke shato kosha. Touch bodies right now that are racked with pain. I pray that you would heal arthritis right now. Leprosy right now. I know that you're able to heal someone with leprosy right now. In the name of Jesus. Mashato koshe. We speak against cancer right now. We bind up every cancerous tumor. We command it to leave that person's body right now in the name of Jesus. No sheke tasha. No sheke. Ando ko sheke tashe. Nehe yamaho yaka. No yoho namahayi otosha. Nehe namaho nehe na. Nehe na no mo yike. No sheha na ye ma. Ye maho neke ya. No shiki na no she ini ne ha no no mo ye shan no no mo ye ke iki ne no no shiki ya unde kira ya moku no she kere mo sha un sheke shan no mo sheke shan no no mo sheke we worship your Lord shan no no mo sheke shan no no mo sheke we bless your name, we give you glory, honor, and praise. You are righteous and you are holy. And we bless your name, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friend, thank you so much for studying with me tonight. I pray that you would be continually blessed. Listen now to this medley of songs.
Brought me through, and that's why I really love to praise you.
God bless you, dear friend. We're going to close with our theme song, Second Chance Ministries, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. You've been listening to Evangelist Reed, and this show is called Vision. I pray that you would study with us again. God bless you. May the peace of God be with you.
Make that summer we bless still with food. Me a funny guy, the blessings are running down. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm not a classic of our own. I'm too blessed to be
stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, happier peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one-ninth. I'm the one-ninth to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed.